John's story. John was diagnosed at the age of 56 with a large tumour of the throat. He had a laryngectomy followed by radiotherapy.
It all started New Year's Eve 2002. Working at the former Conservative Club as a steward, shouted last orders. And from that day, my voice went husky. Within a fortnight, I thought it would probably get better, which it didn't. So I went to see the old doctor. She assumed it was laryngitis, treated me for laryngitis for a fortnight. Didn't get any different. So we left it a while. At the end of February, she decided to send me to Southport Hospital for a checkup. There, eventually, they found that I had an abscess, and they drained it. Came back within 4 weeks. Again, they drained it, and they said that it must be something more. So with that, they sent me to Fazakerley from Southport Hospital, and they gave me a scan. And from that scan, they found that I did have an abscess, but underneath the abscess was a tumour. I went in for an operation in May, and with that they found that the tumour was too big to send me for radiotherapy at Clatterbridge. And we were told in the end of May that there was only one thing, and the larynx would have to be removed. And I was sent in for a pre-op on the 10th of June, having been told that there was no way that radiotherapy would clear it. On the 16th of June, again went to Fazakerley, had a CT scan, and returned to Walden on the 18th. I saw Mr. Rowlands, and he confirmed that the whole of my larynx would have to come out, which then they arranged for July. I went in at the end of June for a pre-op, and then went in for the actual operation on the 22nd of July. I was actually only in 13 days from going in to coming out. Obviously, mine is a voice box, and not knowing till later that I had half of my thyroid removed and all the lymph glands taken out of my neck. So, after I came out of hospital, finding it very difficult to obviously communicate, although the valve was fitted, it's not that easy to talk with it straight away. It's only by practice you get used to it. Then, in October, they then sent me for radiotherapy. Obviously, to make sure that the tumour I had hasn't spread anywhere else. So I went every day for 6 weeks to Clatterbridge for about 5 minutes on the table each day, that was all. But it was 6 weeks, 5 days a week. You don't actually feel anything at all, but it does burn the skin up. The neck was very painful at the time. I hadn't spoken to anybody who'd had the radiotherapy. You go into something completely blind. And the first time I went, they made a clear mask so that each time they gave the radiotherapy, it would be in exactly the same spot, because the mask was made to fit me and nobody else. And they marked the mask then. And each time you went, you put the mask on, and they gave the radiotherapy through the mask. And obviously you had to drink quite a bit of water after you'd had the radiotherapy, because obviously it dried your throat out with the burning. Then from then onwards, since that, everything has just gone on a routine checkup. You learn to adapt to what you can do. I mean, we've been abroad since. My first experience of flying after I'd had the operation is stay. And if there's a problem, the mask will come down and you put it over your mouth and nose. It's no good putting it over my mouth and nose. I can't breathe through them. What do you do? And then they say in your life jacket, you pull the cord and it inflates. But there is a tube you can blow into. can't blow. That's another thing you can't do. You can't blow on food to cool it down. You can't blow on a cup of tea. And these are all things you find out after. How you can cope. How you can breathe. It's all stuff to... In all due respect to doctors, nurses and everything, until you've had it done, it's hard for them to tell you what you should be getting and what you should be doing, because they don't know the feeling. I never dreamt at the time, first day after the operation. You can't communicate with anybody. Everything you want to do, you've got to write down. And as regards likes of now, I can't answer the phone. Because if I do, I can hold the phone in one hand. But to talk, I've got to press there. So I can't write anything down at the same time. I haven't got three hands, which I need. I mean, obviously, I never thought that I'd back up work at 55 because of throat cancer. And cancer was a big word in them days, in the older days, but now it seems to be common how people get cancer. But it's life. At the end of the day, I'm here. You can come through the operation and still talk. I mean, things. I mean, you could probably write a book on the bits that you've found out since the operation. I believe that if somebody is supposed to have a laryngectomy, they should have it. Don't put it off, because you might not be here tomorrow if you don't. They did say that this cancer can only move upwards, not downwards. So, providing they're right on what they say, there's not a lot to go wrong from my neck upwards.